Towards the end of the night, I started tripping out, like our last prom and our graduation and everything.
This is it. High school is like, we have 2 weeks for it for our entire lives. Oh my god.
Laguna Beach, Season 2, 213, Broken Promises. How do I get out of here? Back to where I belong. I miss a little hauling up inside the cocktail.
In a couple drops of sunshine, good enough to pick and choose the always.
Hello?
Over sometimes. Hey,
man.
Oh, whoa. Long time no see.
Oh, yeah. It's been like a week or something, man.
Yeah, wow. How you been?
Not bad. How are you doing?
You know, my whole life's crashing down around me, but I have this one show to look back on.
Oh, speaking of which, hello, good people. Welcome to what I assume is still the number one Laguna Beach podcast. Still looking at you, St. Mary's. How's it feel to be below us? It's the Coming Clean podcast, the retrospective podcast about MTV's Laguna Beach and the Hills. And you got your tux ready, man?
Yeah, I'm all flossed up. I even got my chucks so I can blend in with the crowd.
You see the Hummer limo out there?
Yeah, it's got dubs on it.
It only means one thing.
And what's that?
It's prom night!
Woo!
Oh yeah, we be styling, profiling, limousine riding, jet flying.
Girlfriend stealing.
Kiss,
maybe not.
Or kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, son of a gun! There you go. Woo!
Woo!
Alright, well, we just lost all our crossover wrestling fans.
We've been abandoned.
Yeah.
We only got the bots now.
Yeah, apologies to Ric Flair. Okay. We're talking about prom, so let's not delay this further. Our imaginary limo driver is honking his horn. He's on the clock. What is your one takeaway from Our Last Prom, the title of this episode? Episode 12, if you're looking at the website, 213 is the production code.
Save the drama for your mama, because it's prom night.
Nice. And
how about you?
Mine is... is it bad? I sort of alluded to this last week as well, but I don't really care about the LC Stevens stuff right now.
Yeah, I think it's back burner. Maybe a setup for next week. I think we're going to get a big LC episode next week.
Okay, that's good. Then
I believe so.
All right. Well, the way they're setting it up right now is not the best, and I think the motors outside my window are agreeing because they're trying to silence the LC talk. But there'll be more of that as we head to this break. We'll talk about LC for a bit, and then we'll talk about prom. We'll be right back. I'm seeing double C.
And welcome back. Just to reiterate, I'm Sam. This is Marty. We're doing big things. Let's get into this discussion.
All right. Let's get this out of the way. And
yeah,
no disrespect.
This hot trash.
Yeah, no disrespect to LC and Steven, but, you know, the Kristen and Talon storyline is the hottest storyline right now. But we'll get to that later. LC and Steven, just give me, like, your one take for this.
One take. Steven, I guess, has a lot of free time to drive 6 hours back to just hang out with LC. I think this is kind of messed up, useless waste of my time for this episode. They could have filled it with something else.
Agreed. They could have shown some more. My take similar. It was out of place. It was just sort of there for 2 minutes and then they took it away. didn't really add anything to either their relationship or the episode. So they could have, yeah, saved that for next episode and just focus on them. All right. All right. Enough with enough of what's her face and what's his name? Elsie and Steven. That's how little I care about them right now. Let's jump to prom. That's what we're here for. That's why people are listening.
This is
Let's.
our all-star break. It's a big game. Big
Yes.
point of the season.
Yeah, we're focusing on one episode this time, if y'all are noticing, but prom is a special night, so it deserves its own episode. And yeah, it's our all-star break. Not gonna bring up a ton of drama, I don't think. Sort of similar to last year, but it'll give us a good opportunity to just talk about all these guys again, and sort of reflect on what had been so far and where we think they're going. But first, who's going with whom? The promposals. You were not impressed last year or last season. Are
No,
you
I think
impressed this time?
I'm a little more impressed. I think there was the people stepped it up. I think the execution was poor, but I liked the increased use of props, and I think they could have been a little more romantic this season too, which we can get at. We can make some comparisons, but I think this season was a little bit better. How about you?
Yeah, definitely seemed like a little bit more effort in terms of trying to put on a show here. The budget seems to have gone up. We got
They
all
got a little
the
more money.
yeah, although whoever the costume guy, animal costume person is for this show, or whoever the local animal costume merchant is in the greater Laguna area, and we're talking Laguna Beachside, not like inland Orange County,
Was it?
or
Santa Ana or something like that, or
it's
whatever.
Mission Viejo,
Yeah, Mission Viejo.
that hot
Repping
dumpster of a town. Just kidding.
it.
We
We
love
have
all
no
of you.
idea.
Yeah. I'm sure I've driven through it. But yeah, what was I saying? Oh, I was trashing the costumes. Yeah. Ugly gorilla costumes, but let's start off with Taylor and that ginger.
What was his name? Taylor?
Taylor.
No.
No, well, she's Taylor. He's
Wait.
the redhead guy is.
Yeah, we're just gonna go with redhead guy.
All right.
Let's say Tim.
Sure.
Yeah, so Tim, I actually was pretty impressed with his prom proposal. I don't think it was perfect execution on his part, but I like the idea that it was like a prank. He definitely should have like had a sign on her car or been in the car rather than just running up to Taylor and asking her out and then her saying yes, but still being like, don't you see, like, I feel like she was going to say yes and be like, don't you see that my car is still on this flatbed? They were kind of too disconnected.
So I have a little issue with it. Like the in theory, it's great. It's showy. It uses huge props. Brought up a sense of urgency in Taylor. But my problem is, if had that been done to me, like towing a car is not a delicate process. Like you could ding up her car by doing that, and I wouldn't take that risk. I would have just pretended that it was happening. I would bring the tow truck, but then maybe hang a sign off of it instead
Yeah,
of.
but they had that professional lady there.
Yeah, but I've watched enough Repo Man or
To know
whatever
what
that
goes
show.
wrong.
Well, what I just don't want to be an insurance risk to her family. I just
Yeah,
want to take her to prom.
and if you have to say it was a joke after, it's not a good joke.
Yes. But I mean, A for effort again, the logistics of that were pretty ridiculous. Like
Yeah,
how he had
I
access to a tow woman's
yeah.
equipment
I hope
is.
it's like his aunt or something
Yeah, I was
that.
thinking maybe it's like a relative.
'Cause she kind of had red hair. I don't know if she like dyed it or she had like some highlights, but it wasn't like full on red like he was. 'Cause he has no soul, but
I bet
I
she's from
don't.
the inlands.
He's from Mission Viejo.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so we got that one down. All right, we got what, three more to go? Let's do the gorillas. We talked about them last or 2 weeks ago, but these are different ones.
We got double Jeff, double J in the house. One
Jeff be
question.
a Jesse.
Well, the question is, both of the Jeffs, like he, one guy was like, "Hey man, hey Jeff, this is like really itchy or like hot in here."
Yeah.
Does the other guy call Jeff Jeff?
I mean, I don't know. Have you met any other Sams? What do you call them?
I actually don't think I've ever met another Sam.
Oh. Yeah, I think you're the only male Sam that I know.
I think there was one kid at our college, but I never interacted with him.
Oh.
And plus, people get confused on my name anyway, so
True.
it's
It's a whole thing.
yeah, it's a long story.
But okay, yeah, I mean, I don't know how I'm sure they can figure
I mean,
it
I'm just saying it might get confusing.
out.
I think I would get confused. I'm just throwing it out there.
I was seeing some interesting chatter when I was researching about Jeff B. La or in the lead up to this after his big episode last week. There were some forums asking if he was like the coolest kid in school or like a semi-celebrity because people were like, why are they calling him by his full name? Which is something you reserve for celebrities.
Oh, when were they calling him by his full name?
Last week.
Oh, like I think that was just a slip when
Yeah.
they
And
just said Jeff.
if there is a Jeff C, then that's the way to clarify. Like I won't say,
Yeah.
hey, this is Sam X.
Yeah.
But
That's true. But yeah, what do you think about the new Jeff? Kind of goofy guy. I
yeah,
don't know. I mean, they kind of look the same at the same. Like they kind of look the same.
I mean, he's super tall too, so he matched up well
True.
with Alex H. So I was like, oh, they found the tallest boy in Laguna, not named Talon.
Yeah, I think it's funny too that Alex Lauren H was like, "Oh, I'd rather go with Mikey J." And
Right.
then it, nope, it's Jeff C.
Yeah,
Oh.
who is Mikey J, I wonder? Did we ever see him?
I don't know. We only saw like a JP.
Well, I'm hoping that meant Sweet Baby Michael.
No, he comes back.
Yeah. But no, not this time. We got tall Jeff and small Jeff. There you go. Tall and small.
Well, do you think so? How do you feel on Tall and Small's proposal? Gorillas with bananas that say prom on them, slash surprise while they eat lunch.
Yeah, I think they were ahead of their time. I think that's something you would see on like a YouTube prank channel. Same with the toe, actually. They were all ahead of their time, at least on
Well,
the prank.
Punk'd was around this time, wasn't it?
True, true. Good call. But yeah, I mean, these are things that you would imagine seeing on like a BuzzFeed post. Little crazy promposals you can never say no to.
Yeah,
Stuff
but
like
then,
that.
or be on like, we see somebody like it would be on somebody's like filming the so like two monkeys coming up attacking these girls and the
Right.
girls are like kicking their ass.
Yeah. World star.
It's, yeah, it's like prom proposal gone wrong.
I mean, as long as they didn't go as clowns, I think we're all good. But not bad. It worked.
Scare.
They locked in their dates.
Yeah, I
And
mean, I think it was kind of half-assed. They could have did a little something a little more elaborate, but
yeah.
I'm not gonna fault them too hard.
Yeah, I
You did
mean,
all right.
they had to cut out those bananas. Those banana shapes.
That could have came with a costume.
Oh, well.
Actually, no, I'm just saying that, but
I
you
mean,
never
the quality the banana was about as real as the gorilla,
know.
so I wouldn't doubt it. All right, okay, so we got one more proposal here, promposal, and we got Talon pulling out all the stops again. Kristen, once again, her house broken and entered into. 2 years in a
Oh,
row.
yeah. Well, yeah. I was gonna say that I think maybe Alex Lauren H had a little something with that.
Yeah. She was definitely.
But yeah, still, Lauren's family, please fix everything in your house.
Stop letting strange boys in.
People
Yeah,
are just like, yeah, filtering into the house.
it wasn't as murdery as Steven's proposal.
No, I would say it's better than Steven's. It was very, I think it was a little more romantic.
It was like a combination of Steven and Trey's.
Yeah. Yes. I like how he dressed up. He had the roses, the flowers are always nice. A little bit of surprise. You know,
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
respect it.
More traditional, more old school sort of
Yeah.
proposal. No gimmicks, not, well,
Nope.
the surprise is the gimmick, but the decorations were, pretty straightforward.
Yeah, and I guess like Taylor's fully out of the picture, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I mean,
She
that's
didn't
like,
even bring up Talon at all.
yeah, that oh yeah, I don't know. The whole Cam Jason Cammy thing, like when I saw that Cammy was a sophomore.
She's a sophomore?
Yeah, she's a sophomore.
Whoa. I
Yeah,
did
it
not
said
know
it.
that.
Yeah, it said it in her title line. It was like Cammy, sophomore.
Oh.
Yeah, so she
Interesting.
must be like a semi-popular sophomore.
Yeah, because she was hanging out with all the girls even earlier in the season.
And she
And.
was, yeah, and she was telling people about Jason hooking up with Jessica at parties and stuff, and she was like the eyes in the sky.
Man, I didn't notice the byline of her being a sophomore, but. Yo,
Yeah, that's.
Cammy, if you're listening, thanks for listening and hit us up. Give us a scoop here. How
Yeah,
do
get the
you
lowdown.
I mean, we were already troubled last season about the juniors sort of encroaching on the seniors' territory, but for a sophomore to do it, that's kind of that's mage, that's major.
She's the Jordan of proms.
Yeah, she's well, all right. Well, did not know that, but okay, so they went, and she seems like she's pretty close to my friend group. I like how I'm just like, yeah, they're my friends. Oh no, your friend group. Sorry.
Yeah, no. No,
Sorry,
we
I
had
got
a.
confused with the parties last week.
Yeah, no, like the discussion in our friend group is that it was nice that she did ask.
Right,
But
sorry.
it, you know,
What's the gossip? What's the
I mean,
haps?
Sed gave us, you know, as Sed always does, gave us the lowdown at the salon, and he's just like, this is the weirdest thing that Jason ever did, and he's his boy, so it's all good. We're okay.
right, let's have a quick. That's what she said here. Was Sed getting extensions for his front spike?
No, I think he was like straightening it, like professionally getting his hair straightened.
All
I
right.
think.
Because he.
But that's what I thought he was getting like frosted tips.
Right, yeah, I thought he was like getting his hair dyed or something, but. Yeah, he had sort of his hair, and then when prom came about, it was like that's like Johnny Bravo high.
Yeah, you think if we like I emailed him and was like, "Hey man, in episode 213, what were you doing with your hair?"
Mean, send him a screenshot, and Cedric, if you're listening, thank you for listening. You're crushing it, by the way. Those properties look dope.
Yeah, if I
Hit
had
us
enough
up.
money, I would probably ask you to help buy a house.
Yeah, so coming.cleanthatpod@gmail.com is where you can reach us. Cedric, come on, man. We'd love to hear from you.
We're looking to move some businesses.
Yes. Okay, so where were we?
Sed's head. Oh yeah,
Set's head.
the
Set the
drama.
head.
The yeah, the set. That's what she said, and the drama with Cammy. But it's not really a thing, which I kind of feel bad for Cammy. I think she was didn't think she was gonna be a pawn. Like I feel like as a sophomore, she was asked by a senior. It's like, wow, that's a big deal. But then you got to realize it's Jason, and he's not gonna hang out with you anyways.
I mean,
Because as
she seemed chill about the whole thing anyway.
well, she was saying, oh, you look great tonight, and I think she started trying to, you know, make something happen.
Oh, I thought she was being sarcastic. That's how I took it.
Oh yeah, no, I took it as she was trying to get in there, cause waves.
Well, now we really gotta know, Cammy. Hit us up. But
This
yeah,
is I
I
also
talked
I
because after
well
that, when she was like, we chillin', and they sort of just passed each other.
and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so
No, but
I
I
thought
think this
she
is
like kept it
also
real.
yeah, this is also a little bit of a setup, I think, for next season 3. I think she ends up being a pivotal. So maybe they had to like weasel slowly bring her in to the fold, you know.
As one of the main.
All right, they're just trying to bring Cammy into the fold for next seasons.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that somewhat I guess. We'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. But anyway, let's head over to prom. Anything that sticks out, what do you want to talk about first here? Prom, big day?
Well, I want to talk about the pre-prom. Because yep. I don't think we got too much at the dance. We got a couple, like, close-up shots of people, like, screaming and having a good time.
Yep.
But that pre-party, whoever's house that was.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. Like, they did write whose house it was, but I forget the name.
I think it was, like, Sarah or somebody's house.
Right, but that was dope. That was a crazy house.
Yeah. Who has, like, you have a red rope, and then, like, the whole family there taking photos. Taylor and Kristen getting a little beefy. I don't know if that was a mix of Kristen's taking all these photos and Talon doesn't want to be a part of, like, he didn't want to do that.
Right.
Or he would have wanted to take all these photos, but he wanted Kristen to be more involved.
Yeah, okay, so let's pause there for a second. I want to talk about Talon and Kristen here. So, they did not seem to like each other very much on prom day. But what had changed? Like, he put in so much effort, and she was expecting it, and she was super happy that he asked her. What the hell was happening there?
That's the thing. Is like, I don't know, understand. Like, they were good up to that house.
Right.
And then I think it was just a mix of he wanted to, like, hang out and not take all these photos probably and, like, be in front. Whereas Kristen has to go all these photos all over the place, and then she wasn't spending enough time with him. And I think he just kind of wanted to, rekindle the romance.
Yeah, whatever it was, that was strange. Just the change in mood from both of them sort of went from 6 to midnight, or whatever the term is.
And I mean, I would want to say maybe alcohol was involved, but I think it was still too early for that.
Yeah, that was, and it just seemed very, very, very drastic that even the parents were calling them out on it.
Oh yeah, he was just so mopey.
Yeah, it wasn't it was weird.
Well, it seemed like it did. Like, that didn't ruin Kristen's night at all. From when we got a little
nothing ruins Kristen's night.
Yeah. Well, we got a little recap that, according to Talon, she danced with at least 5 dudes, hooked up with 5 dudes, and then, like, did something else with 5 dudes. I think he was a little salty, and it probably. Well, he even said he didn't have a good time, so it definitely ruined his night. Yeah. I just hope he didn't, like, just sit there.
Right, yeah, I mean,
he pulled a Jessica at when
true.
Formal.
Yeah, and he is obviously super into her, even though, this is, like, Jessica warning signs for Talon, because he knows where Kristen stands.
Yep.
And he's still forcing the issue when he knows nothing's going to happen. And, I mean, it's like, prom, unless you're officially dating, I don't think you can expect people to, like, stick with their dates if you're just going as friends.
Yeah, or if there's at least some kind of romantic feelings involved.
Right.
Like, even if you're not dating, but, like, there's kind of something going on there, like, you're probably going to hang out with that person.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I mean, I didn't go to a public high school, but I'm assuming if you go as a big group, like, everybody's, dancing with everybody for the
like
most
the
part.
Big circle thing, kind of.
Yeah, you get a circle dance group going.
Yeah,
everybody takes a turn inside.
Yeah, and then just cha cha slide. I don't know when to stop.
Wait, so I'll just stop.
Everybody clap your hands.
Oh,
I forgot when to stop.
I thought you were just clapping for me.
Oh, no.
No.
That was too much of a rhythmic clap to be a clap of acknowledgement. But, yeah, I mean, that was just weird, their whole dynamic of the night. Again, like you said, Kristen still had a good time. Talon was all Jessica'd out.
Yep. And know who had a good time? Well, bringing up Jess. You said Jessica or Tuckered out?
Jessica.
Oh, he was Jessica'd out. But, okay. Know who had a reverse Jessica, though?
Jessica?
Was Jessica.
Yeah.
You could see when they were walking in that she was off to the left with Jeff, and they were, like, holding hands and making out, kissing.
You know, I like happy Jessica.
I like Jessica Jeff. Jeff Jessica.
Jessica?
Jeffsica, yeah.
Jessica. All right,
They're a Jeffsicle.
All right, we're shipping that, even though it already happened.
Yeah, hopefully they get back together.
She has like four kids now, man.
Hey, the dream's always alive.
All right. Oh, sorry. I forget we're still in 2005.
Yeah, duh, Wade.
My B, my B. All right. So Jessica's having a good time. Who are we missing here? Shouts to Casey for the crazy dress. She looked like she was going to the VMAs on that one.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out. This is like, I think when we finally went to prom, I remember some girl had a similar dress. Oh, either that or like it kind of, I don't know if Casey sparked it or it was kind of already trending at that time.
Right.
But I remember seeing at least one person at one of the proms I went to with a similar type dress. And once again, it shocked me to see it in person.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
It's a
think it's
ridiculous
far-fetched.
dress.
We had prom maybe a year or two after them. So Laguna Beach was pretty popular as a show. So I don't think it's too far-fetched for or to think that she saw that dress, whoever was wearing it, and referenced Casey. But yeah, I'm sure it was a trend. The dress looked familiar, like in the context of present times, like yeah, oh yeah, that was a thing. But I'm sure, yeah, it was pretty shocking just to see out of the when
Yeah.
everyone was in like sundresses.
Yeah, it takes a certain see that I think that type of long gown dress is more of an East Coast thing, whereas like West Coast
Right.
people they go shorter at prom.
Right. Especially if you're like on the coast, like coastal California.
Yeah, it's gonna be hot there. There's no point of wearing a long ball gown.
Yeah, well, there's a huge hole in the middle. I'm sure she was well ventilated.
Yeah, it takes a certain person to wear that dress.
And that person is Casey. And
Yeah.
her date was hilarious.
Her date looked like a lineman for
Yeah, I was
the
gonna say, he looks like an offensive lineman.
huge.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I just thought he looked really funny.
Well, I did a little research on Casey the other day.
Casey's Cupcakes?
Yeah, she does cupcakes and she won the cupcake battles or cupcake wars back in 2011.
Yeah, so that's another free plug. Casey's Cupcakes. Cupcakes.
Yeah, good for her.
But okay, so we got Casey. Who else we got? We got an Emily cameo. Always nice to see her. I hope her night wasn't ruined, and I don't think so because Jessica was having a good time, so I'm hoping she had a good time too because she deserves a night off from babysitting Jessica.
Yeah, the law of Jessica. If
Yeah.
Jessica's happy, everybody's happy.
Yeah. All right,
Alex
well,
M.
Alex M. Yeah, let's talk about her. Scandalous.
So yeah, I guess back with Jason.
Oh, well, didn't she say that was like the one-time deal just to like end it?
Oh,
Just to
as
get
in
it out of their
like
system?
if it's just like we're drinking,
Right.
like we can't physically without alcohol be in the same place anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that they were back together, but I guess
Oh,
not.
no. In the last conversation when she was hanging out with in the aftermath.
I misread what she was saying.
Oh, yeah. I think she was like that's like at least that I think that was like the re-return and then now it's over. But we'll
Okay.
see.
Yeah.
Jason has a way of finding his way back, I'm sure.
Well, I loved how Jessica was very much over Jason, where she wanted to
Yeah.
stab him with the corsage,
Yeah,
and he
and
was
Jason
like,
was just so annoyed. That was, yeah.
he was like, "Please get out of here."
That's why I like Happy Jessica. Like that was kind of funny what she was doing. And just 'cause like I can relate because I like to annoy people and what she did was very annoying and I respect that.
You respect the hustle.
Yes. I respect the troll th her troll game
Was
was
on fleek.
yes, was based.
It was based.
Based God. I don't know what any of these things mean.
Dude, no, don't invoke the base god.
Oh,
We might
sorry.
get we might get cursed.
I apologize, little B. You the man.
Might have to tweet at him.
No, please don't. All right. So, okay, Alex M, hook it up. Looks like her hygiene problems are behind her. And it
Yep,
looks
thank God.
like Casey is frozen out of
Yeah,
either
I'm
group.
glad.
Okay. I'm glad. That's mean.
She really she bugged she has to do a lot to get back into my good graces after that last week.
Yeah, as we said on Twitter, we are very and very firmly on hashtag Team Alex M.
Yeah, thanks for all the likes.
Yes, shouts to you. All right, anything else here for prom?
Who else? Is that it? No crazy after party, no crazy fights.
Right.
It was pretty tame. Nothing.
Yeah, kind of a good time.
Yeah, kind of, you know, kind of upsetting, but whatever.
Did we see Cedric's date?
No.
No.
I don't even think Cedric was in a suit.
Yeah, I mean, Cedric being Cedric, I bet he was like, you know, I bring the thunder, I bring the funk, I'm going alone, and I can't rhyme with funk. Myself, it'll still be a slam dunk. Boom.
Oh, there you go.
Nailed it.
Nice. Working hard.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, he doesn't seem like the type who will let a lack of a date stop him from having a good time.
I mean, he probably wore an ascot.
I wish. I hope.
Please.
Even though
he's
sweating there, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. He's wearing an ascot.
All right. So, I think we've wrapped up everyone's prom experiences, and we'll expand and we'll travel back in time and join them for prom after this quick break. We'll have some games for you. So I'm thinking now. I have taken off my suit jacket, unbuckled my cummerbund, and I think it's time for us now to sit back, relax, and crown our MVP of the week. MVP of the week, Sam, who is your prom king or queen?
My prom queen is... She had a very small part in this episode, and it's Sharon, who is the mom who has gonna make copies for Dennis of all the prom photos. So big ups to Sharon. Thanks for getting the doubles.
All right, interesting choice.
I mean, it's a pivotal role. It's good that she's documenting everything and gonna provide it to all the other parents, because I guess Dennis couldn't handle the job.
All right, well, damn it, Dennis. Shape up. Okay, well, mine, I think our discussion has convinced me to crown also a prom queen, and I'm gonna give it to Cammy.
Whoa.
As a sophomore, as you said, who was able to go to senior prom. That's legit. And also Jason treated her like she did not exist, and she yelled that he was the worst prom date ever to his face, but she was still pretty chill about everything else. She's a cool girl. Props to you. I don't know if we'll see more of you in this season, but looking forward to it if we are. Congrats.
Can only hope. Big ups to you.
Congrats to our prom queens. Yes, queens. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Now that we've, I guess, lost whatever's left of the robots who listen to us. Just kidding, good people. You the best. We'll play some games here. And Sam, I messed up the equation of our time travel machine, and we're still in 2005 or 4, whenever they were doing this. I guess 5. And we got to go to prom now, man.
Oh man, good. I got a good thing. I got my rental in the back.
Yeah, I mean, we can rent. Well, I guess our bank cards won't work, but we got to find a way to go to prom. Let me ask you, any of the girls or guys, whatever floats your boat, available to ask for to prom, who would you ask and how would you ask them? You were trash talking the promposals from last season, a little bit this season, but how do you top that? I know we talked about how we did it in real life. How would 2005 Sam do it in the city of Laguna?
Well, since my first promposals were terrible, so first...
Redeem yourself.
So this is a big thing. So I wake up, right?
Oh, we're starting at the very beginning.
Yeah. Well, it's an early morning, so I'm going to go over to... So I'm asking Taylor to prom.
Okay.
So I got to top Tim.
Oh, true.
And it's car prank. So Taylor's favorite candy is mini Snickers.
So I took a how do you know this? Sorry.
Because I've been going to class with her for like the longest time.
Oh, right. True. Sorry.
Duh. Come on, man.
Kayfabe.
So I have a bunch of mini Snickers that lead out from her door out to her car. So then there is a note on her car that says, come down to the aquarium. So she gets in her aquarium, into her car, and drives down to the local aquarium. So then there's more Snickers that lead to the front door to another car. To another car. Yeah.
Is she picking them up or leaving them?
Well, I'm hoping she picks them up. Because the plan is that she picks them up and keeps them. But so then it leads her into the giant tank that's filled with like all the fish and the sharks and everything. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden she sees somebody floating, kind of swimming around in there. And it's me. I'm swimming in the giant tank, a la, I think this was also in the Full House episode when they went to Disney World and Joey and Jesse got stuck underwater. They had to go scuba diving. So then I'm there, and that's where I propose to her with a whiteboard covered in plastic just because the water would smudge it.
All right. Wow. Very elaborate. I admire breath holding skills and your connections that you've made.
Well, I would have a scuba tank.
Oh, right. Sorry.
I haven't been holding my breath all day.
Oh, well, that's less impressive then. Because then you could have had the pun. I'm holding my breath till you say yes to prom.
Or something. Oh, dang.
No, we'll plan it together.
I did prom with the upside down question mark because I was hip.
True. So she says yes, obviously. And how do you get out to meet her? That'll take another like 15 minutes.
Yeah, because you have to like your levels and everything like that. You have to put the air out.
She's just standing there.
Well, that's why she has the Snickers, so she can chill and eat them.
Yeah, and then you can amaze her with like an iPhone.
Yeah, I mean it would have been easier if I was just in the little like hand pool where you can touch the starfish. Just like lying in there, yeah. But I didn't really want to mess that up. So
true.
I mean, she'll have to wait patiently.
Yeah. Well. Shouts to your connections over at the aquarium.
Well, that's my part-time job.
Oh, so. Nice. A lifeguard in the aquarium, saving fishes.
You know, I help with the feed the penguins and the sea lions.
Nice.
I'm studying marine biology at UC Santa Barbara.
Oh, wow. You got it all planned out. You passed the SAT and everything?
Yeah, early acceptance. It's going to be great.
Oh, nice. So I'm still waiting on SC, but I'm hoping to get into DeVry. I saw a commercial and it looked awesome. All right. Well, good times there. So you're all set up with Taylor now.
Yeah, we're going strong. So, how about you? Who are you taking to prom? What's the whole spiel?
All right. Well, I am taking who I think is the coolest girl in Laguna, and that's Morgan S. She has the party house. She keeps it real. She keeps it 100.
She's nice. We're gonna be going in the same limo.
Oh, true. Because I'm going with your friends.
Yeah.
Oh, abandoning my friends. Because I think the party that I threw. With
cause too much drama.
Too much drama, yeah. But anyway, what I'm gonna do, since we're in the area, we're gonna take a friend trip. You're invited, Taylor is invited. Alex M's invited. Everyone's invited except for Kristen's crew. So we're going to have our fiesta party without them. And we're going to go drive over to Disney and hang out at Disney.
Whoa. I love Disney.
Yeah. Again, to Disney, you know, everyone sort of disperses, do their own thing.
Are you paying for my pass?
My mom did.
Oh, okay. Nice, yeah. Nice.
My mom's let us go.
she gets free passes because she
yeah she created the mask. She created Daisy Duck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hashtag kayfabe. So we're there and Morgan S and I go to the gift shop and I'm like, yo, it'll be funny if we get matching Mickey and Minnie ears, you know, those little hat ear things.
Yeah.
That you get to write or have your name sewn on the back. And as they hand her her mini ears, it just says prom. And then as they hand me my Mickey ears with me, and then she'll say yes, and we'll go to prom and be awesome.
Oh, nice.
And we get a day at Disney.
Boom.
So not as complicated as yours. But
hey, as long as I come away with a chicken leg one way or another, I'm okay with that.
Well, that's an emu leg.
Oh, is it?
I think they're saying they're replacing the turkeys with emus.
Oh,
it's a whole controversy.
Oh.
But yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
All right. Well, anyway, we got our prom dates. We're heading to prom. We hit the pre-party, got our pictures taken. Our parents are happy. We're heading over. We're drinking we're drinking non-alcoholic beverages because we're probably 17 in the limo. Wink, wink.
So many Mike's Hard Lemonades, but it's really lemonade.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
And some blue Gatorade with more blue Gatorade and some clear Gatorade.
Keeping the electrolytes up.
Yeah. But we head into the party and it's dance time. So, like we said, you're not expected to stick with your date, but here's another game that we're going to play. We can choose. We're time travelers and we've destroyed the space-time continuum, so pop culture is just constant. So any song, whether it's present or in the past, are at play here. We're going to dance with our partners, but also I'm going to pick some names out of a hat and pick some random people for us to dance with, you know, just throughout the night, you know, yo, want to dance? But the catch is, you're going to have to give me a song. We're going to give songs that would match how we feel about the people that we're dancing with. Did that make sense?
We are going to express our feelings towards the people random people we dance with through song.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So first dance, let's stick with your date. Taylor, what are you guys dancing to?
So I was going back and forth of what I was going to dance with, but I think we're going to crescendo with Beautiful Soul by Jesse McCartney.
Nice.
That ended up being our song. I was playing it it was played when I asked her to prom while I was in the fish tank. And it was all his video when they were cleaning up the whole pool and everything. It melded very well.
Yeah. Nice. I like it. Nice classic song there.
Yeah. Do you want to hear my runner-up, though?
Sure.
My runner-up was I Never Had a Dream by S Club 7.
Oh, well, solid. Solid pick.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was, but I went with the more modern music.
Nice.
All right. So how about you?
All right, Morgan S and I, obviously we've been dancing to other songs, but the main song, I'm going to pull a Marty McFly here, since I'm going to take liberties with my own name, and pretend that I had written Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars. Because like nice. I said, she's the coolest girl in Laguna. She's the only one who has not exhibited major character flaws, as far as I can see. So I want her to stay just the way she is. And I don't think she'd be down with like a super cheesy slow dance song, but I think she'd be into a super cheesy medium paced song.
Okay, so it's like you guys are not fast dancing, but like top shoulder close to each other dancing? Is that what I'm
I think it's like one of those, like pretend ballroom dancing kind of things. Because it has a beat, we can like shimmy a little bit.
Okay, so it'd be like anything from the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, pretty much.
Word.
All right. All right. Ready for me to draw your next name out of a hat?
Yes.
All right.
Big money, big money, big
Here we
money.
go. I'm putting some sound effects, and we have. Oh my, I hope you use self-tanner that is quick drying because you're gonna have to hold her if it's a slow dance by the hip. It's Casey, and there's a big gaping hole by her hip.
Well, in honor of that dress and all her makeup, we're actually dancing to Beverly Hills by Weezer.
Nice.
Because one, I think she would fit perfectly in Beverly Hills. And so it'd be very ironic. And it's planned out perfectly. And then I would just giggle as we don't like slow dance, so it'd be kind of like
Yeah, that's
just.
like a weird song to dance to, but I dig it. I get the
Yeah,
message.
you might sing it in unison, like a joint song, you know?
Right.
I don't
I
know.
dig it. I dig it. All right. So take Casey out of your
The
bucket,
DJ,
Sam.
yeah, the DJ wasn't very good.
Well, we've been requesting songs. All right. Take Casey out of your bucket and pick a name out of a hat for me after
Right.
Morgan S.
So,
Very realistic.
yeah, just wanted to make sure you could see
That was the fountain.
it. All right. And Marty's next di dance is Jessica. Not sad Jessica, happy Jessica.
Ooh, Jessica. Well, the last time I saw her, she was super bummed out about Steven. Or not Steven. I keep confusing people. I mixed Taylor with
Jason.
Casey and Jason with Steven. But she was bummed out about Jason, and she was sort of bummed. She was venting to me, actually, about when Kristen kissed Jeff. So I thought that
Yes.
wasn't cool. So she seemed sad to me. I didn't know that her and Jeff were doing well, but I had picked Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
Oh wow, getting really romantic.
I can be your hero,
Yeah,
baby.
I can remember many a dance to from like 6th to 7th grade down in the little gym area at the rec dances when you had to pay $5 to get in.
Hey man, the cakewalk won't pay for itself.
Well, no, yeah, and then you'd go up and play the free video games and
But
not dance with people.
yeah, that's just to show Jessica that, I have your back. And my runner-up was Don't Worry, Be Happy.
By Bobby Darin.
Yeah, I'm just gonna stand there and be like, listen to that song.
Don't worry.
Yeah, all right. Your turn. I'm taking Jessica out of the picture here, and I am getting. Oh boy, it's Talon!
Oh, whoa.
Dancing with Talon.
Yeah, so at this time, Talon already got in another fight with Kristen.
Oh,
He's
jeez.
kind of bummed out.
Oh, man.
So we're just like kind of he's a little he's got too many electrolytes in his system. And what gets played next? Behind These Hazel Eyes by Kelly Clarkson. And we just kind of belt it out right on the dance floor. That these people can't hold us down. And you know what's behind these hazel eyes? My love.
Some empowerment there.
Yeah. And we had a we broke we got broken down and we had to build ourselves back up.
Right. Well, I hope you have fun belting that out, but the next song is playing, and I am asking this next person, who was that person?
All right, your next person is Cammy.
Ooh, Cammy. Well, she was having a bad time with Jason. And I will go with your theme of let's belt out an anthem, and she was probably in her early teens here, but both of them actually were. But I am picking I Really Don't Care by Demi Lovato featuring Cher Lloyd. And we will
Jesus.
just belt that out ourselves because we don't really give an F.
as you're getting like tattoos.
Yeah, but you know, I think Cammy's again super cool, and she doesn't deserve to have a bad time with Steven or with Jason. Gotta get that together, man.
He's our boy throughout the whole time, and you can't remember his name.
Might be. But yeah, we're gonna go belt that out. That's my story. All right. Mr. DJ just did a spin waka waka. That's Fozzie the Bear. Waka waka waka. DJ Fozzie.
Waka waka.
All right. Who do we have next? Okay, we got, ooh, interesting. You just danced with Talon, and now Kristen just tapped you on the shoulder. What? She wants to dance, and you're like, I'm waiting for the perfect song, and DJ Fozzie Bear just played it. What is this song?
The song that came on is Rihanna's Ponda Replay.
Nice. I think classic Rihanna.
Yeah, like right when that comes on, classic, like first song out from Rihanna, and then we'd be, me and Kristen would run out there being one by one, baby, two by two. And we'd just run on stage and then like get all like, you know.
Crazy.
Yeah. It'd be a step up two to the streets up in there.
Yeah, I think Kristen would be like the perfect, she would be so fun with like a fast dance.
Yeah. You know, just trying to, you know, bump and grind by R. Kelly.
Yeah. All right. Well, now you need some punch. So you're like, bro, request the next song. But who is it going to be for?
Well, yeah, because my stamina wasn't very good. So
need some
hopefully
milk.
You're. Yeah, I need some milk.
Some
and look
milk.
At this. Yeah, look. Wait, what is this?
What? What?
Yo, it's your next dance partner. Oh. Jason comes up drunkenly and wants to hang out.
All right.
He literally came over and started yelling at you in the face. So you try to distract him with some dance moves to this song.
Well, you know what? It's a perfect time because we're all getting crunk up in here. So I'm just going to dance to Get Low. Get Low, Get Low.
Nice.
And that'll let us blow off some steam and just have a good time screaming our heads off.
I mean, I've seen you get low before to this song.
I get pretty low.
Yeah, and I think everybody was really impressed how low you got. I don't know if your pants ripped that night, but I don't.
No comment. All right, so fun dance here with Steven. I think you got one more dance in you. You think you can handle it?
I mean, my toes are hurting. Good thing I wore my... You know, I get those little side ankle things because the shoes always ride up on my ankles. Like, good thing I was wearing my Chuck Taylors, so I got comfort. True. I got some more dances in there.
Yo, I wore some Jordan 17s, and that just blew their minds. What is that? I have the only one this year.
Yeah, you got them colorways. Yeah. Those hype beasts.
Yeah. All right, one more dance for you, and I'm not talking about the Donna Summer song. All right. Sorry, I'm like fiddling with the hat here. All right, we got... Oh. Taxi! Alex M.
Whoa!
She was pretty drunk, too, and was like, thanks for inviting me to your party, Sam.
Yeah, so right when she comes up and talks to me, all of a sudden, T.I.'s Bring 'Em Out comes out, and the place starts getting even more crunk, and Alex M and I start doing, what's that dance move where it looks like fighting? Crumping. We start crumping. Yeah. To get our energy up, and then all of a sudden, Alex M went after Jessica again for some odd reason, so. Yeah, she got a... We brought him out to the dance floor, and then we left.
All right, we got one more dance, and it's me. Who is my last dance? It's saved for Morgan S., but my second-to-last dance, who is it going to be with?
Well, Julia Stiles didn't want to save the last dance, or you. Let's see what the hat says. It's Fiesta time with Alex... Or an H.
Well, first of all, I'm going to grab a couple of phone books and some string to tie to my shoes. Because she did not allow me to step on her feet to gain the height that I lack because she's 18 feet tall. So now that I've tied some...
Did you straighten your hair just like her?
Yeah. I went to Cedric's hair guy.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
She gave me some extensions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So apparently some weirdo outside had some stilts. So now we're dancing. And it is two. It's another fast dance. It is Classic by MKTO. Or how do you pronounce it? MKTO,
yeah,
right? Oh, just MKTO.
Mach 2.
Because, you know.
It's MKTO.
MKTO? Mach 2 is so much cooler.
Yeah, Mach 2. Yeah, that is actually really.
Because I thought it was like MGM, like management or something, like MGMT.
Oh, yeah. Nah. All right, Mach 2, man. Wow, man, this was a great dance party.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to close it out since we are adults in 2005. Time traveling back there. We're going to have a house party in our house. What I'm saying is we are taking over and forming 303. Even though we're not from Denver.
Yeah, but we'll ride that wave.
Yeah, so whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Party!
Thursday. Sorry. what we're trying to say is we're bringing the party back since we didn't see an after party. We're going to have an after party and we're going to take a little break because I'm exhausted from all this dancing, aren't you?
Yeah, my calves really hurt.
All right, we'll be back.
Welcome back. And in honor of Will Smith's 2005 hit Switch, let's switch it on up to trivia time.
All right.
Yeah, so we're going to play Today in History. It was episode 213 aired on October 10th, 2005. I'm going to ask Marty five questions, and hopefully he gets zero right, because right now Marty is leading 10 to my 6. Mm-hmm. So, Marty, are you ready to be stumpified?
No, I'm not. I'm just stump. Let's do it.
Yeah, so this was a rough day, and there wasn't much going on that I actually knew what was going on. So hopefully I got a couple questions that will give you, you know, some idea, but hopefully not.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so question number one. At this Raw event on October 10th, 2005, this charismatic wrestler showed some footage of his new movie. He said that one of the monsters reminds him of Big Show, and the other reminds him of Lillian Garcia. Lillian Garcia looked very confused. Question number one, who is this wrestler? And then question number two, what was this movie?
Oh, jeez. Who was this wrestler and what was this movie? A charismatic wrestler? I don't think you were watching when Christian was Captain Charisma, so I don't think it's him.
Was Christian in a movie?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. I heard Vince McMahon doesn't like his face, that's why he never pushed him.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm going to go with John Cena for question number one. And...
Okay.
I think it came out on 06. See No Evil came out later. If it came, Big Show. Ugh. John Cena, I don't know, the Marine?
No, it was The Rock.
Oh.
And the movie was Doom.
Oh, jeez. I would never have gotten either of those.
Okay.
All right. 0 for 2 off the bat. Nice.
Tough question. Tough question. All right. Question number 3. Marty is still leading 10 to 6. The Family Feud aired an episode on this day for a competition between the Grunau and the Hamilton family. During this time period, who was the host of the feud at this time? I would say this is the least respectable host out of the six, and you can either guess his real name or the TV character he played.
Jeez. So this was obviously pre-Steve Harvey then. Was it... Oh! It was... I don't know his real name.
That's why you can guess his TV character name.
Was he Al from Home Improvement?
It was Al from Portland. It was Richard Karn.
Sure. It was John Smith Bobbitt. And I would have believed you.
But you knew his character name, yeah. So... I give you props to that to even come out of nowhere with that one. Classic. So Marty's get he's 1 for 3 now.
All right.
He's now leading 11 to 6. All right. Question number 4. Are you ready?
Yes.
We're going geopolitical.
Of course.
Conservative leader blank said she had reached a good and fair deal that will make her Germany's first female chancellor in a power-sharing agreement that would end Gerhard Schröder's 7 years in office. Who is this leader?
Is it Angela Merkel?
It is Angela Merkel.
Nice.
Good job.
Thank you. Danke.
She's still in control.
Yes.
All right, that's 2 for 2. Going into question number 5, Marty leads 12 to 6. I am very upset. I wish these were harder questions. This one is more of a name game question.
All right.
This American literary critic died on this day.
That's it?
No, just kidding.
Literary critic?
Not a literary critic? Like okay. Book. Okay. Book.
Yes.
All right. Here's the hint. If football player Rooney and historical killer John Wilkes had a baby, this critic would be it. So, who is this critic?
I'm guessing Wayne Booth.
Wayne Booth is correct.
Hey.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty good job.
Thank you. 3 for 5. And the wrestling one is what I didn't get.
Yeah, you didn't get that one. So 3 for 5. You're up 13 to 6. You know, pretty decent job. I guess I should have just made him a little more harder, but...
No, you're fine.
What can you do?
All right, well, we're gonna wrap this up. We're going way long today, but we'll wrap this up after this quick break. All right, that song you've been hearing was Cut You Loose by Anya Marina. You can find this and more of her work by going to her website, AnyaMarina.com. You can also find her on Facebook at Anya Marina Music. You can find her on Instagram, Anya_Marina. None of this is consistent. You can find her on Twitter at Anya Marina. And on SoundCloud at Anya Marina, no underscores that time. All right, links, as always, are much simpler on the description, so go click on those and give her a visit. Tell her the Coming Clean podcast sent you. And now, before we go, Sam, do you have any recommendations this week?
Yeah, so I actually was practicing my reading, and I read a book. And... the book is called Dear
Green Eggs and Ham.
Oh, sorry. No. Jerk. Actually, it's called Dear Igel, IJEAWELE,
don't think you're
or
reading right.
it's spelling, or A Feminist Manifesto and 15 Suggestions by another name, Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. It was actually a really good book. It's about one mother who had a baby there in
I hope so.
Uganda. Well, she had a baby and she wanted her friend who wrote the book to write a kind of 15 suggestions about how to raise her child a feminist. And for anybody out there, it's good to kind of get a different perspective on it, understand a different side if you're male, and kind of get an idea of what it means to be feminist. I think nowadays it might get a really bad connotation because people are heartless and are idiots. So they should read that book, open your mind, expand your life. And it was actually a really good book. It's like 60 pages, really quick read, big print. So there's no reason not to.
All right. And I'm going to recommend Dead Set on Life, the show with Maddie Matheson, the greatest person on television and the internet right now. Go check him out on Viceland and probably YouTube. It's going to be on there. But Dead Set on Life, great show. All right, Sam, let's ride off into the sunset. But before that, tell the good people how they can find us.
Well, you can always come over and hang out at my apartment at 197. Just kidding. You can always only really find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can support us, anything will help, on patreon.com/comingcleanpod. Send us emails, questions, comments, funny gifts at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And as always, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your coworkers, tell your mail carrier. Maybe he'll bring more mail to the other neighbors around the mail, like a letter just saying, subscribe to this podcast. Get the word out there, and it's much appreciated.
Yeah. Tell everyone, please.
Especially your mail person.
We'll very much appreciate it. So, special thanks to Radical Something, as always, for our theme songs, California and California Part 2. Sam, what do the good people have to do?
Rep the red.
Worldwide peace. I'ma lay it down with my boombox, babe. Now turn up the bass. Drink it, drink, drink. I'ma lay it down with my boombox, babe. Pecorino, sipping vino with Dan Marino in my Speedo.